Hey, I'm Stevie, and in the last few years, I have built a wildly successful seven-figure business selling courses and digital products. If you're looking to create, launch, and scale a flagship digital course, or maybe you already have an online course and you want me to spill my secrets, this is the podcast for you. I believe with Wi-Fi, a little strategy, and someone to show you the way, anything is possible. Let's do this. Want to know more about Launchpad, which is my 12-month high-touch group coaching program where I teach you how to create, launch, and scale your flagship online course? Head to steviesayssocial.com/launchpad now, and I'll give you access to a free training where I break down the entire strategy for a profitable, sustainable online course business, and you'll learn all about the program as well. That's steviesayssocial.com/launchpad. Hey guys, and welcome to today's episode of the podcast. We are just, for anyone that was following along, we've just wrapped up the July launch of Launchpad. And I've got to say, it has been the most easeful, joyful in terms of the volume of work, in terms of the way that it felt energy-wise launch that we have ever done. And I've got to say, it's beautiful when you get to that point inside of your course business because you start to experience the leverage that you've worked so hard for. And so we are definitely getting to the point that we are experiencing that. And it is such a nice feeling. It's so nice to come out of a launch feeling energetically refreshed rather than depleted. And, you know, all of the hard work that you've done previously is starting to pay off. So I might talk about that kind of experience in a different podcast episode, but that is where we are at in the business at the moment. We're very excited to be welcoming our new Launchpad clients into Launchpad next week. And yeah, it's a really good feeling. The big secret and, you know, game for me now is to allow myself to enjoy the ease that I've worked so hard for, because every time I have gotten to this point inside of my business, I've created something new. And even as I say that, there is actually some changes coming over the next kind of 6-month period, because I can't sit still and I do love this stuff, and I actually feel really grateful that I've got the time and space to work on those sorts of things as well. Anyway, I digress, because what I want to talk about in today's podcast episode is what I call the build it backwards strategy for turning your followers, so your social media followers, into paying clients and customers, because I'm seeing the same mistake over and over again where you're relying on social media to be the answer for your entire marketing strategy. And I want to set the record straight, because that is not actually how it works. I actually remember when back in the days when I was a social media manager, there was a real expectation on the behalf of clients where they would, you know, really expect the social media manager to bring them leads and sales into their business. And that expectation was wrong, because there is a confusion around the place that things like social media play in the landscape of a bigger marketing plan. Social media, at the end of the day, is a visibility strategy, and you can have goals around, okay, so what's the next step? Where do you want to lead people to? But it's very rarely directly from social media into a sale, and it's not fair to expect social media to do that for you. And so that's where everyone's set up for disappointment, because they're like, well, I'm posting on social media and I'm not getting sales. What's going on? They're missing a piece. And so that's what I want to talk about in today's episode. So firstly, here is what I see. And this is, like, as always, I exaggerate and I always use, you know, Reels as the fall guy. I don't hate Reels. And just for the record, I actually create them myself. But I see this kind of approach to social media a lot. It is the kind of doing things the wrong way around, the opposite of the build it backwards strategy that I'm going to show you. So it's kind of jumping onto, you know, your Instagram account, scrolling through, thinking, oh my gosh, I need to post something, looking for some, you know, trending audio, putting together some sort of idea based on that trending audio, but it's not, you know, really closely related to the thing that you sell. And then you might have a win, like you might, you know, go, wow, oh my gosh, this got 10,000 views. I can't believe that. That's so cool. But you're not actually getting any sales and you're talking about that in the next sentence. And so there's a disconnect, right? And it's a really haphazard way. You're aware that it's a haphazard way, but you don't know what the better way is. So if that is you, or if you're like a, you know, a watered down version of that, or maybe you're like, no, Stevie, that is exactly me. What I want to walk you through is the build it backwards strategy. So there are three parts to this, and really it's simple, right? It's about, rather than starting with social media comes last. And so instead, step one is starting with and deciding on your offer. Okay. So why are you marketing in the first place? It is because you want to sell things. So you need to be really clear on what that thing is that you want to sell. Now, if you are, you know, a digital course business and you've taken my advice and you're like, okay, I need to scale one flagship offer to where it is that I want to go. For example, us with Launchpad at the moment, then it's easy. You've got one offer, all roads lead to that offer. And so it's nice and simple. I love a simple business. Or you might say, okay, no, I've got multiple offers. And this is where it actually is easy to get tripped up with this, because you want to sell them all, but you can't necessarily sell them all at the same time, because your messaging gets diluted, your audience gets confused, and a confused audience ultimately doesn't buy. So if you have multiple offers, what you need to be doing is thinking, okay, well, what am I going to be promoting at different periods? And so that is where marketing campaigns come in. And you can look at, you know, the 365 days that you have in your year, and you can say, okay, well, I'm going to have a marketing campaign, also called a launch. They're the, you know, exact same thing. A launch in online business, just as a side note, is kind of thought of as like a big splashy, you know, put it out there marketing campaign. You can have smaller marketing campaigns, but they are the same thing. But you might say, okay, so for this 6-week period, I've got a marketing campaign where I'm promoting this one offer. And then I'm going to go into another one so that you're not constantly confusing your audience by promoting a whole heap of different things all at the one time. Okay. So step number one is that you need to be really clear on what your offer is, or what your offer is for the particular period that you're currently in. So once you have that, then step number two of three is that you're going to build out the funnel that leads people to that offer. So eventually you're going to have social media as the piece that brings people into the funnel, and then the funnel will lead people to the offer. But this is where I see it gets done the wrong way around. So people will, you know, focus on the social media side but not have the funnel side sorted. So we want to build out the funnel, because the funnel will do the selling for you before we start driving eyeballs and traffic and leads into it. So what does that look like? The simplest example of a funnel is a lead magnet funnel. Okay, so where you have like a free quick win download, a template, a resource, you know, something that is a quick win, or something that the people that want your core offer or that are right for your core offer think they want, but it might actually not be the full solution, right? So you're meeting them where they're at. And we actually go right into lead magnets in a different podcast episode. So I'll link to that in the show notes. And we have an epic resource on how to create a lead magnet in 60 minutes or less as well at steviesayssocial.com/lead magnets. So for all things lead magnets, definitely check out that episode and that free resource as well. But what you're going to want to do is make sure, okay, so you know what the offer is, then you need to come up with an aligned, in this funnel example, lead magnet that is a quick win that's closely aligned with that core offer. And then you need to have a series of automated emails that are set up that are basically meeting people where they're at. So, you know, they've downloaded this lead magnet that is this quick win. And then through a series of emails, you are opening their eyes to the gap that exists between what it is that they think they need and what it is that they actually need. And once you have effectively done that through a series of strategic emails, you will then, they will be positioned and primed for your offer, and you'll be able to make them that offer inside of the funnel using the selling mechanism that you use to sell, Okay, so for example, we have our lead magnet. So Launchpad is our core offer. It's teaching current and aspiring digital course creators how to create, launch, and scale a digital course. So our lead magnet is how to create a lead magnet, because often one of the first problems that people have is they're like, okay, well, I don't actually even know how to get people onto my email list. And so we want to solve that problem. Then we have a series of strategic emails that are saying, okay, well, you know, it's great that you've got a lead magnet, but actually that's not enough. What you need is something for turning those leads into buyers. And so then what we're doing is strategically, our funnel is a little bit more advanced. We're leading people into a small course first, which is our paid to grow, and then leading people into Launchpad. But really the whole process of doing that is saying, okay, this is what you thought you wanted, and then this is what you actually need. So, you know, some of the emails that we have in there are, you know, why a lead magnet is only the first step, not everything you need when it comes to, you know, growing your email list, why buyers are better than freebie seekers, you know, so starting to open people's eyes to, okay, so yep, cool, I thought this was the thing I need, but actually I need this thing. And then we position it, you know, so that you're ready for that next thing. So that is kind of how you want to structure it inside of your business as well. Like I said, if you want like what those emails should be and like a lot more detail around this, definitely get our free resource at steviesayssocial.com/lead magnet, and we'll give you all of that in there. So you need to have your offer, and then you need to have your funnel built out. Okay, so you need to have your lead magnet, you need to have a series of automated emails, and then you need to make a offer. And so, you know, you might make an offer by inviting people to book a sales call if that is your sales process. Or it might be, you know, you might have an evergreen masterclass to sell your course. And so you're starting to invite people into that evergreen masterclass for your course. Or it might be to book a strategy session, whatever that sales mechanism is for you. But the sales side isn't happening. This is the key. The sales side isn't happening on social media, right? Social media's job is totally different to that. And I'll talk about that in step three, which we are at now. So step one, decide on your offer. Step two is that you need to build out your funnel. Step three is that you need to create a social media content plan. So once you have, only once kind of you've got the funnel set up, do you want to start on the social media side? And the job of your content plan is threefold, okay? So number one is that it is generating visibility for you. So you want to get more visible. You want to, obviously there's people on social media that might be your perfect fit people, but they haven't come across you yet. So you want to get more visible, right? So you're getting in front of those people. Thought leadership. So you want to position yourself as the authority, the person that is the expert in this area, so that people begin to know you, like you, and trust you enough to work with you. And we know in this day and age, you know, people need multiple touch points before they're ready to do that. And so if you have a consistent social media plan and you're, you know, nurturing your audience, even if it's small, especially if it's small, over a period of time, then when you do actually start to make them front-facing offers, they're going to be so much more ready for it, okay? So visibility, thought leadership, and then lead generation. So we actually then want to funnel people off social media into our funnel, whatever that is. So the big key here is that we don't just want to get on social media and say, hey, I've got this lead magnet, do you want it? Hey, I've got this offer, do you want it? Can you imagine if you're just constantly doing that, you know? And I see this sometimes, you know, a graphic with like the lead magnet, and then the next day you're reposting a graphic with the lead magnet. It's going to get boring for people. People don't like to be sold to. Your engagement is going to bomb. They're going to drop off, or they might not even follow you in the first place. And so it's not a good time for anyone. So the way that we actually want to do it is that we want to have a strategic content plan that is focused on adding a lot of the right value for people, and then funneling people into our funnel, which will then do a lot of the selling for us because we've already got that set up on the back end, right? So rather than just, you know, posting on social media and hoping that one day they take the next step, you've already got that next step and that path laid out for them. So then your social media plan becomes needing to provide value in a way that doesn't cannibalize whatever your offer is, especially if you're an expert, you know, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're a course creator where you're selling your knowledge and your expertise and creating a transformation. We don't want to cannibalize that with what we're putting on social media. And so we need to have content that is still positioning us as a thought leader, but not cannibalizing by providing too much value and then they don't need our course. So what sort of content do we need to create? Let me give you like a little taster example. One great example of content that you can have on social media is what is called polarizing position content. So taking a stand in what it is that you believe to be true that is different to what everybody else in the industry is saying is true. And so this is, you know, this the process of doing this establishes you as an expert because you're not regurgitating the same information that everybody else on social media is talking about. You are differentiating in terms of, you know, your unique approach and your unique methodology. And polarizing position content is always inherently, it captures attention because it's different. You know, it stops the scroll, right? And so, you know, a really simple example of that, let's just say that you are a sleep coach, right? And let's say that everyone else is talking about why the cry it out. I don't know if this is true. If you're a sleep coach, you're probably like, Stevie, this doesn't happen. But, you know, maybe everybody else is talking about, you know, that the cry it out method is the best way to get your little baby to sleep at night. And you are against that. And so you might have a piece of content that talks about the fact that whilst everybody in the industry is talking about this, you know, that's not the way to do it. And so this is the way that we recommend instead. And so then in a very practical way, the way that you would create that piece of content on, let's say it's on Instagram, but this is applicable to any social media platform, is that you would have a hook that captures attention. So if it's a reel, it would be the first part of the reel. Maybe it's, you know, why the cry it out method is the worst way to get your baby to sleep. Right? So it's capturing attention, or maybe that is the first line. So, you know, in the caption, it's the only thing that people can see is that first line. You might have a big cross emoji. So to get attention so that people are stopping their scroll. Because if you don't do that, if you don't have a really amazing hook, they're just going to keep going. So, you know, you could have the best piece of polarizing position content in the world. But if your hook was, hey, it's Stevie and I'm a sleep coach and today, that's it. Like no one's going to see anymore. No one's going to read on because that's the only little bit of the caption that they can see and you've lost them. Okay. So you want to have that really captivating hook up front. Then provide like three value bombs and make sure that it's evenly spaced out if you're doing it in a caption, or make sure that it's very sort of clear if you're doing it in video format. So, you know, if you're doing it in video format, you might point, you know, say number one and then be very, very clear. So number one, the cry it out method is one of the most outdated methods and it doesn't work for this reason. And then number two, and then your second value bomb, and then number three, and then your third value bomb, and space it out. So if you're doing it in caption format, you might have a little one emoji, then a little two emoji, then a little three emoji. Make sure that they're on different lines so it's easily readable for people. We don't want a big chunk of text because we'll lose them there as well. And then you want to finish with a really clear call to action. What is the next step that you want people to take? So, for example, if it is, you know, maybe your lead magnet, if you're the sleep coach, this is all on the fly, guys. And if you're a sleep coach, you are probably horrified with my ideas. I don't understand the industry despite having two little ones. But, you know, maybe you have a lead magnet that is, you know, a 7-day plan for, you know, getting your baby to take their nap or whatever it is. And so then you would have a clear call to action because the content is aligned to the lead magnet. You're leading people then with the call to action into the lead magnet. So for example, you know, if it's a caption, you might refer to the link in bio. You might then do, you know, a story that talks about that exact same content that you had in the post, but you would then use, you know, a little link sticker. And, you know, then you're starting to loop your content as well. You could do a post on it, a reel on it, then you could do a story on it. It's all the same content, right? And then you've got that clear call to action that's leading people through to your lead magnet. And then your lead magnet would then be, okay, super valuable freebie, but creating a gap. So, yep, you've got this 7-day plan, but how do you get your little baby to sleep, for all of the different leaps that they go through in the first 2 years of their life? That is what you're opening their eyes up to. And, you know, if you've got a mum that's maybe they're 4 months in and their little baby's not sleeping and they're like, oh, gosh, is it going to be like this forever? You know, is it? And it's different. So, you know, are the ways that we do this, is it different for every leap? Oh my gosh, that's crazy. And so through that series, you know, inside of your funnel, you're getting them and priming them to be ready for your, you know, flagship course that might be all about sleep, right? So that is my very random example that I'm using because obviously I'm a new mum and it's on my mind. But you can see how that sales process isn't happening on social media. You're just providing a heap of the right value on social media so that you can get them into your funnel so that you can start to establish the gap between where they, what they think they need and where they currently are and where they actually need to go. And then because you've then primed them, not on social media, but through that funnel, you're inviting them to take the next step with you to buy your thing. And so then you're never being salesy, but you're still selling. So this is how you sell on social. You provide a heap of the right value and you make sure that you've built out the strategic offer and then funnel before implementing a comprehensive content plan. That's it. That is the secret, guys. So I hope that was helpful. I hope that, you know, that really simple strategy for being really mindful to make sure that you've got all of that built out and you're clear on it before you start to go into the content plan and what you're actually posting on social, and that you're not just simply, you know, rinse and repeating, download my lead magnet, because nobody wants your lead magnet. They want a solution to the problem that they have. And more specifically, they want a solution to the problem that they think they have, which may be very, very different to the problem that they actually have and which you're going to illuminate them on about once they are in your funnel so that they're ready for your offer. So that is how you do it. You want to create a lead magnet, go to steviesayssocial.com/lead magnet and I'll give you all of the nitty gritty about that. Also, definitely do go back and check out the podcast episode on how to create an epic lead magnet. I did a series a little while ago. It was like 5 episodes over 5 days where I really dug deep into all of that. So we'll put that into the show notes as well. All right, guys, as always, if you had a light bulb moment, please do take a little snap of today's podcast wherever you're listening. Let me know if you're running. If you're in the car, maybe don't do this. let me know. Tag me on stories and send me a DM. I would love to chat to you. All of the best conversations happen in the DM after the podcast episodes. And until next week, I'll see you then. I wanted to pop in before today's episode ends to let you know that applications are open for Launchpad. Launchpad is our 12-month high-level, high-touch group coaching program where we help current and aspiring digital course creators to create, launch, and scale their flagship course or program. If you head over to steviesayssocial.com/launchpad, fill out 2 questions plus your contact details, we will get our eyes on your application. And if we think we can help you inside of the program, we will send you the breakdown of our entire methodology. We don't give this IP away for free, but we're giving it to you for applying for Launchpad. Head to steviesayssocial.com/launchpad. Even if you're a little bit curious, we would love to see your application. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you've made it this far, hopefully it means you've liked it. Make sure you hit subscribe so that you don't miss future episodes and leave me a quick rating and a review while you're there. I would be so, so grateful. Want to say hi? Head over to Instagram @steviesayssocial and send me a DM. Till next time.